Good morning. My name is Becky Kumri. I'm not a morning person. I'm rarely here with you, so I feel like I need to introduce myself to you. I probably can count on one hand the number of times I've been here with you, but it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. I've been a member at St. Matthew's for about 10 years, which makes me a new person, I think, by our standards here, right? When I told my husband that I was giving this temple talk this morning, he laughed, cackled, cried for about 10 minutes. So did my parents, so did my in-laws. John actually said to me, "I'm glad you prepared me ahead of time because I would have had a hard time controlling myself in worship had you, of all people, stood up to talk about fearless living. Because I am a dyed-in-the-wool, worrywart, nail-biter, lay-awake-at-night, glass-half-empty kind of girl. And no matter how hard I try, I'm only partially reformed." So everyone around me thought this was absolutely hilarious that I had agreed to do this today. I took it as a sign that maybe I should overcome my own fear and share some thoughts that I hope will be beneficial to you. Because we all live with fear. It's part of being human, even for those of us with a lot more risk tolerance than I have. We all have those times when we have those fears that wrap themselves around our hearts, where our prayer comes without even words. And then we have those other times, the worry times, the doubt times, the anxiety times, all those other things that fall in between. We have them about relationships and jobs and health concerns and crazy weather and mortgages and bills and kids, which are a whole category unto themselves. Left on our own, some of us, like me, can make a really big list of what-ifs. Big or little, there's always something on my mind, and there's probably something on yours, too. So for 2 weeks, I've been struggling to think about what I could possibly say to you about fearless living, all of you that I often feel have a much greater faith than mine. So I did what I tell my students not to do. I went to my friends. I went on Facebook and I said, "What does fearless living mean to you?" And Becky Weider said, "It means it's your turn to talk." Thanks. She also said, however, that it means letting your faith be bigger than your fear. My friend Sue said that it's trusting in God's plan even in the darkest times of our life. Kathy wrote back to me that fearless living is an undeniable trust that our Lord, our God, knows us in every way. My dear friend Sherry pointed out that since God knows us so well, we can find that he repeats over and over, "Do not fear," because for people like her and me, we need to be told more than once. These are all true and these are great thoughts, but what we're trying to talk about today is stewardship. So how does fear tie into time and talent and treasure? God created the whole world for us, filling it abundantly and generously with gifts to nourish and sustain us and all living things. And then God gave us his ultimate gift, his son Jesus, sending him to die and to save us. As we are created in God's own image, we too are called to be generous. And in our world right now, it's easy to see need. In disaster, in hunger, in homelessness, in pain, in addiction, we can look close and we can look far and we can see lots of places. So how do we respond? When we're asked, I think it's safe to say we all respond with a can or a check or a turn on a committee or a fundraising effort. But what about when the call is not so clear and not so immediate? Do we seek it out? And if we don't, what holds us back? It might be fear. Do we lack the courage to reach out one-on-one to the homeless man, to sign up for the extra hour, to give more than we think we can afford, to speak up out loud as a Christian? Maybe. But fear can act in more insidious ways, too. Does it sap us of our strength? Do all those little worries that I have wrap themselves around my heart and block out what I'm meant to do? If I say no, do I miss an opportunity to become an even better version of myself, to allow God to work to accomplish his good? If I lie awake worrying about something that probably isn't going to matter a year from now, how does that take away from what I can do the next day for the Lord? How does that fatigue and wasted energy affect my ability to clearly see what he's calling me to do with my head and my heart, with my time and my treasure? Yesterday, I was still looking for inspiration, so I pulled out my big old Bible that I got at confirmation, the big old Concordia Lutheran Study Bible from way back when I was a teenager, filled with all those little things I had written down, all those scraps when you're young that you think are so important and you stick in there. The first thing that fell out was a fortune from a long-ago Chinese meal. "You will have success in whatever you adopt," it said. And then I remembered why I had saved that fortune, because I had wanted to remember that it wasn't me alone, but the power of Christ working through me that achieves success. I can't really stand here today and tell how you should live fearlessly. I don't know what your answer is to how to get rid of worry, how to be courageous in Christ, but I can tell you that we all know the one who puts those answers into our hearts and our minds. If we look every day, he's sending us signs of love and encouragement. There's a book called God Winks that talks about that. In the days of my deepest fear, my God Winks came through the love of other people. I could see God's love shining through others. Yesterday, my God Wink was a fortune cookie note. How is God encouraging you to push past fear? The next scrap that fell out of my Bible was a post-it note that I had saved, and I had written on it a quote that I loved at the time. If you were accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to prove it? Not what you say, but what you do. That hit home for me again when I saw it yesterday. How does the use of my time, my talents, my treasure every day demonstrate my Christianity? How does my daily living reflect how I give back to God? It's kind of easy to see that and say that on Sunday morning, but what does my Tuesday look like? What does my Thursday look like? What does my Saturday look like? How can I be a bold and fearless Christian the other 6 days of the week? I'd love to talk to you about what you think about that. I have a dear friend who is a Methodist, but we'll let that slide, who joyously and often proclaims that what she's doing is for the glory of God. She actually yelled that out once and really scared me. "All for the glory of God," she yelled while we were doing something mundane. Weeding her garden, looking for a burst of energy at a charity Zumba event, taking a walk through the park when our kids play, practicing her amazing gift of music, she sees daily that the work of her heart and her hands not only come from God, but is her gift back to him, sent with love and praise. So often when I'm with her, I think about how I approach my day. Do I make what I do all for the glory of God? Or do I let fear and worry and hesitation rob me of presenting that back to God to my utmost ability? Thinking harder on that, I looked at the Bible verse I had been given for today from Ephesians. "Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." When you read that, I think, who am I to let my frailty, my human fear, get in the way of what the Lord of the universe can accomplish, knowing that it is far more than I can ask or imagine? That's what my friends mean when they say, let faith be bigger than fear. Knowing the Lord knows everything about us and exactly what we need. It means believing in God even more than in the worries that I tell myself. So the answer to what I have to say about living fearlessly is this: God doesn't promise us a life without fear, but he does promise us a life with him. I can't possibly know what your life is like, what your fears are, what your faith feels like, what your potential is, or what might be holding you back. But God knows. And he has given each of us a life where he knows us better than anyone else, knows what we need even more, what we can do, the abundant potential that lies within us. Wouldn't it be amazing if we allowed our faith, our trust, to push back fear, whatever is holding us back, and demonstrate the amazing power of God every day? Jason Gray has a song with a line I love, and he sings, "God put a million doors out into the world for his love to walk through, and one of those doors is you." What if in these next weeks we push past fear and open that door a little wider, letting God's love shine out into the world through us? What if we let faith in God's power at work with us break through whatever's holding us back, leading us into showing the glory of God through the unique and amazing individual gifts he has given each of us? This morning, my prayer was that I could find something that spoke to you to be a good use of our time together. And then I had to give that worry up to God, which is the hardest part for me. So I said my prayer, got in the car, and I turned on the radio. And these are the words that I heard that I want to share with you, because I feel that Jesus was speaking to all of us. The song was Casting Crowns, and these were the lyrics. "Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. When you're tired of fighting and chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender, lay it down and let it go. When you're on your knees and the answer seems so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on, and just be held." So when you go home today, I'm going to invite you to do the thing that I'm going to do. Take that prayer that is your petition, the one that has some worry and some fear and some unsure things around it. Write it down, fold it up, and let it go. I guarantee when you give it up to God, he will show you what fearless living is, better than I ever could.